Hello and welcome to the Peak Endurance podcast. I'm Ron Tate, and with me is
Isabel Tate. I thought you almost forgot the name of the podcast then.
no.
Okay, good.
And today we're talking to Emma Rose Parsons, who is going to be doing a little bit of a run. We'll get into the details a bit further, but hello, Emma Rose. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just a little
People call you M from now on.
Yeah,
I did want
that's
to
how
introduce
we're going.
you properly to start with. We do actually know you as M though.
Yes. I kind of answer to anything these days,
Yeah.
Or you. Oi. Oi. So, firstly, Em, we know you from running, obviously, but let the listeners know kind of how you got into running and what it is that you love about running.
Oh, goodness. All right. So I got into running in my early 20s, unless you can count when I was 3 or 4 and I used to chase after my brother up and down the street in my wellies, in my gumboots. I don't think that really counts. So I got into like actual running in my early 20s when I was having a bit of a mental health slump. And one of my girlfriends said to me, right, that's it, enough moping around. And let's meet at the Warrandyte Bridge at 6 o'clock in the morning, Mondays, Wednesdays,
Oh,
and
God.
Fridays. And we just started from scratch. So it was like 100 meters on, 100 meters off. And we'd just kind of go for half an hour and we'd talk and solve the world's problems while we were running along. And
What a great
then,
friend, can I say? What a great friend.
oh, good. Oh, look, she's still great. Actually,
Oh.
there were two of them, and they are still my two closest friends to this point. So, yeah,
Awesome.
great friends, great friends. And so, yeah, I guess. We would do that in lieu of perhaps going out for a glass of wine. We would go and do these runs. Anywho, so those runs just got gradually longer and longer and longer, and until I had did my first ultra was the Upstream Challenge before we had kids, and then I had kids and found that amazing, but also really socially isolating. And so then I started putting the kids in a stroller in a pram and running along the Mullum Mullum Creek with my double pram and my kids with their snacks and my dog. And then until the kids were old enough that I could run without them. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. And what drew you to ultras, to the longer distance?
The snacks.
I was going to say, it's the food,
You know what?
especially those mint Cliff Bar.
Mint Cliff Bars, man. They actually, I didn't start with mint Cliff Bars, but I'm also not into the egg and bacon. I can't do it. I could do
on.
it, but I can't. The egg and bacon
Egg
McMuffin.
and bacon McMuffin rules
Oh man,
the
those things are so bizarre. Anyway, what got me into ultras? I don't know. I think that ultra running in so many ways is the weirdest sport in that it's an
world.
individual sport that is so far from being an individual sport, right? Like it's an individual pursuit that is part of the most incredible group of people, the camaraderie, the friendship, the teamwork of ultra running is so weird given that it's an individual thing. So I think that kind of rhythm of and that role of that group of people is very persuasive in getting you to keep doing more crazy things.
100%.
Yeah,
Very
I
I
mean,
mean
enablers, I call them.
we met you well majorly for the first time when you helped us out with one of Isabel's long runs.
Yeah, that was a really long run.
Yeah, it was a very long one. You paced me and you ended up doing 100 Ks. Well,
I know,
nearly.
I was like 1 kilometer short of 100 Ks. I'm never going to forget
I know you'll never get over
it.
that.
I am one of those people who has to do laps of my front yard if I haven't got to a round number in my Strava.
Every time we do a run with like 9.87 kilometers, I'm like, we've got to send that to M. So anyway, you're planning a 170 kilometer run, Mountain to Melbourne, and so you're doing it to raise funds. Did you want to talk about
Firstly, we will talk about then why you're raising funds and what for. Could you maybe explain that for the listeners?
Sure. So, I guess the background is I'm a psychologist that works mostly in pediatrics. So I work mostly with kids and families and teenagers. And at one of my offices, my clinic, the one I'm sitting in right now, it's Pediatric Health Collective. I work alongside some amazing pediatricians. And one of the pediatricians and I were having a chat one day, and we were talking about the fact that there's some really amazing events that raise money for the Royal Children's, and it's fantastic. However, there are not as many events that raise money for our local pediatric units. And so often, if you know, have a broken arm or whatever, you would go to your closest hospital, your closest emergency department. And our closest are the three Eastern Health hospitals. So that's the Angelus, the Maroondah, and the Box Hill hospitals, which all have emergency departments for kids, and they have wards for kids. But they just don't have the extra money from fundraisers like this, like the Royal Children's do. And so what that means is they don't have money that they can spend on extra stuff that makes going to hospital more manageable for kids. So the whole idea behind this crazy little run is to try and raise as much money as we can to essentially buy equipment that's going to reduce fear, reduce pain, reduce the overwhelm that children would have when they're having to go to emergency.
Wow, that's awesome. That's brilliant. Good
Yeah.
for you. And for seeing the need there, because there really is. And so obviously, to do that, you're doing this big run and you're visiting the hospitals on the way. So it's called Mighton, or Mountain for the Australians amongst us, Mountain to Melbourne. What's the mountain that you're starting on?
Lake Mountain. So, up behind Marysville, start at top of Lake Mountain. That's a really pretty place to start and to run through. And then from there, travel to Warburton, and then Warburton Trail to top of Mount Evelyn, then down into Lilydale, and then straight across to the Angelus. From there to Maroondah Hospital, from Maroondah Hospital to Box Hill Hospital, Box Hill Hospital back on the bike path, and then continue on until I get into sort of Flinders Street Station, Fed Square area, and then call it done.
Awesome. And for a total of
For a total of 170 kilometers, some of which
yay.
I'm making you run with me.
I am. I'm going to do some of it with
Payback
you.
time. Oh
But you know, it's going to be easy because it's all downhill, because you don't
my gosh. Sure. So easy.
so easy. What are you
So
worried
much
about?
pavement. Oh my golly.
I know the
I'm
pavement
actually not a
is
real fan.
no.
No, that's right. Once you get past Mount Evelyn, it's pretty much
Yes.
all
Yeah.
concrete and pavement.
Yeah. There's a solid sort of 70 Ks of just pavement.
Yeah. So what are you doing to train for this? Other than running, obviously.
Running a lot. Oh, look, I do a couple of sessions a week of PT with an amazing trainer called Simone at Miss Intensity, and then I'm running 6 days a week. So that 6 days is a combination of speed work, long runs, crazy runs, a bit of everything. I did one a backyard ultra on Friday just to try and vary up my training a little bit to give me something different to do.
And I did see that on socials. How far did you get with that? I've forgotten.
I just did the 7 yards.
Yeah.
So 7 yards was 47.5 Ks. I have to say, it was really, really close to me just going out and doing another 2.5 Ks just to round it up to 50, but I didn't.
Was strange?
I know, I'm so good, right? And then some friends and I are going to run Oxfam on the 1st of March. So that'll be my last long run.
Yeah.
And then I'll do one more
And
70K.
sort of what with Oxfam, are you planning that as a cruisy pace or are you girls going to be pushing it?
No, I think we'll just be cruising it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not one that we need to do at a fast pace. We'll just get it done, and I just don't want to come out of that injured,
Yeah,
really. So
100%. Yeah.
certainly not an A race. It's certainly a fun way to get a long training run in, really.
It's a really fun course too.
It is a great course. We loved it
Yeah,
last year.
we did.
And with
Yeah.
good friends, right? Like, I
Yeah.
mean, it's always easier running with good friends. So I get to run with four of my or three other absolutely gorgeous running friends. So that makes life a bit easier.
Nice. And how are you raising the funds? What,
It's
you know, what method are you
not
using?
easy. She's carrying a hat with her.
They're quite heavy, actually. Look,
Literally 20 cents at a time.
yeah. Look, what I'm doing is I'm asking individuals to sponsor me 10 cents a kilometer, so it's $17, and businesses, if they can, $1 a kilometer, so 170. I'm hoping to get a couple of more major sponsors as well if I can, and that all goes directly into Eastern Health. So there's a link or a QR code that I've just popped on a website, and it'll take you straight to the page where you can put money in, and it goes straight to the Eastern Health Foundation.
I'll put the link in the show notes. So if you're running along listening now, go back to the show notes later and help Emma out with this very worthy cause. Did you have another question there?
Just basically, how are you getting from the hospitals? Are you following or bike paths, or are you just kind of taking roads? Like, because I don't, what, how do you link those hospitals up?
Look, it's a bit of everything, to be honest, because I'm also really aware that by the time I've hit Mount Ev, I've already done a solid 100 Ks overnight. So the likelihood of me being really tired is really high. And I may be not only tired but super uncomfortable, because I've also said if I get over $30,000, I'll run the whole thing in a tutu, which I'm now kind of regretting my life choices twice. Because can you imagine? It's going to be so comfortable. So by the time I hit the first hospital, the Angliss, I'm going to be super duper tired. It's not my best state to be in, and possibly pretty physically uncomfortable, not only from running that far, but also from potentially wearing a tutu if I get that. So what I was thinking about is I'd actually originally created a different course that had me going straight up Whitehorse Road. And then I've had a bit of a moment where I went, this is actually not that safe, because I think that far into a run, you're not cognitively as much there. And you don't have the same ability to make fast decisions and, whatnot. So having that many road crossings, I just didn't feel that it was going to be that safe. So recalculated a little bit and got me back onto the bike path as quickly as I can after Box Hill. So there will be a little bit of road crossing here and there. And that's one of the reasons why I've asked very, very sweetly to have some supports crew and some pacers, just to help make sure that some of those road crossings are a little safer. And then to get back onto bike path as soon as I can.
And are you hoping to hit the hospitals throughout the day, like at certain times throughout the day?
Yeah, look, you know what it's like. It's not always that easy run to be 100% on timings. Like, you
Yeah.
just don't know what's going to happen
Just
overnight.
guesstimating.
So I can guesstimate, but trying to get there in sort of working hours so that people can pop out and say hi. Super excited that I'm going to have some of the staff from Eastern Health do some sections of the run as well, which is really cool. Yeah, so some of the doctors who work at the three hospitals are going to come and do some shifts, some little stints, some between the hospitals, some at the start, some at the end, and whatnot. So that'll be really cool, and to be able to see, firsthand, this is the hospital where these funds are going to go to, and the sensory equipment for here and the medical equipment for this particular. I think it makes it more real. I think it helps to make it more connected to what we're actually trying to do, rather than just, oh, someone's running off into the distance.
So you've actually organized with the hospitals that you come and they know the approximate times and that.
So I've sort of said, look, this is roughly what I'm aiming for. And I'm really, really hoping, let's put it out there into the world, that a tracking device is going to come my way at some point so that I can be tracked as I'm going along. Anyone out there who's, a tracking company, feel free to give me a holler. So that people can say, oh, look, she's really far off, or she's ahead of time, or she's right on schedule, and we'll be able to sort of know when I'm nearly there. I can
Well,
lace
that
their
sounds
shoes
really
up.
good. So logistically, what are you doing for like crew and paces and all that sort of stuff?
It's a great question. I am having not done something of this sort of length of time and distance, it's a bit of a learning curve. So I've started off with just a little office Word table that I'm currently kind of rolling with approximate times I'm hoping to be places and hoping to just have a car essentially that will have my stuff in it that can sort of stop every few Ks and I can meet them for a drink or a change of clothes if I need it or a change of shoes if I need it, and some snacks, as well as having ideally one or two paces with me the whole time just to kind of keep me out of my head a little bit.
I'm in the group chat with that. It looks like you've got a lot of paces.
Well, a lot of people who are really keen to run bits of it. Some are people who have never run an ultra before. They're people who are running, because it's close to their heart, and most of which are probably hospital staff or friends who are really keen to do, 5 or 10 Ks. And then I'm really grateful that I've got some people who've done ultras before and can sort of also know that sometimes what you say when you're running that really far may not be coherent, and what you're thinking may not really make sense. And when you say one
And
thing,
can I
you
just
really might mean
say, also, your social filter goes away.
and you start talking about things like poo and
Inappropriate things,
and
and you might
snot. Yeah.
burp, and you might,
Yeah,
other charming things,
I know, right?
maybe
We
just warn the non-ultras.
do kind of throw our dignity out the window sometimes.
Precisely.
Don't
Yeah, so just as long as
And
they're
so,
aware of that.
well, if they're not, they're going to be pretty
Oh,
soon, I think. It
yeah.
won't take
They'll
too
get to meet
long.
the real M. Yeah.
They'll get to know the real M. Yep. So hopefully they can understand it in the context in which it is, and they
Oh.
can take, see that I've taken my professional hat on and put my like long distance runner's hat on, which are the slightly different things. But also really grateful just to have some people who been there, out there, done that before, and also can who know me well enough, right, to be able to say, hey, actually, no, you really do need to eat something, like get this in you. It's not really a negotiation. Or you're feeling really sick, right? Here's some ginger, and now get some food in. Or actually, no, hang on a sec. That isn't, that isn't something that I think is a typical M thing to do. Like, we need to just stop for a second and reassess what's actually happening here. Because I do think when you're running that far, things don't always go to plan. And having
Oh,
people
no, yeah.
know you well enough to kind of know whether that's a usual thing or not is actually really important, from a sort of a health and safety perspective, I guess, too.
So who's driving the crew car?
There's going to be
Yeah,
shifts,
yeah.
essentially, because it's going to be more than 24 hours. And some people have put their hand up and said that they're very happy to do shifts. So I'm really grateful. I've got sort of three probably guys who've said, look, we're really happy to take a shift, including my husband, who's gonna, he didn't really put his hand up. I just put his hand up for
Yeah,
him.
absolutely.
And then I've just got some other friends who've done this kind of thing before, and who are happy just to chill and relax. I'm very lucky in that my osteo has also put her hand up and said she's happy to be available for the Friday to just check that physically my body's holding up all right and get an elbow into my ITB if needed and those sorts of things. And then, yeah, selection of friends and people like you guys who have put your hands up and sort of said they're happy to do a run stint or a bit of crewing or whatever. So it might change a little bit between now and then because, everyone's sort of life happens between now and then. But I do feel ridiculously lucky to have people who are happy to go, this is a silly idea, we're in.
And that's what I find with the big runs that I did. I was just amazed that people were actually willing to give up their time. Like, how cool is that, you know?
It's really fun. Like, I actually found crewing for you, like, I enjoyed it. It was quite fun getting your Clif bars and rolling them up into teeny tiny little balls and like force feeding them into you. I found that quite
I
amusing.
hated you then.
I know you hated me, but I didn't really care. I loved the saga of trying to get the jolly fairy lights to get enough light in the solar thing as the day was going on, only to not use them at all at night time. I find the camaraderie of just, chatting to Ron and chatting to Steve and just having the chats along the way really fun. I think think there is actually, it's quite wonderful to be part of seeing someone do something cool, right?
And Steve, who you met on my run, is actually going to be helping you as well, isn't
yes,
he?
I know. He's a sucker for punishment, that
he
one.
He is. He absolutely yes. is. Yeah.
Put his hand up again. Yep. And I've got the lovely Stephen Beck from Lilydale Running Company are going to help, particularly with that first night section of getting up and over Strickland Spur, because you know, some people are really good at the sort of the navigating and that kind of thing. And anytime I don't have to think, it's going to just be helpful to not have to use any energy up in things that, you know, if I'm not having to navigate concurrently, then that's just one less thing to think about.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Your sound's gone funny. There we go. What happened there?
My sound went funny. I don't know.
Yeah, it was buzzing. Anyway,
so I'm back. Sorry.
Yes, because thinking
requires... That's okay.
Yeah, thinking uses up so much energy. It truly does. And so the less you need to do, if you can just run on autopilot with someone for you, absolutely, that makes a huge difference.
And I guess, you know, prior to that, I'll have to figure out nutrition plans and be prepared to throw it all out the window. It reminds me a lot of like my labor plans when I was having my children. It's like, oh, I want this natural birth and it's going to look like this. And I remember
the drugs.
I remember it all just going straight out the window, you know. Ignore everything I just said.
Yeah. So we didn't actually talk. What are the dates? Did you want to let people know?
The dates are, so starting at the top of Lake Mountain, 5 o'clock on Thursday night, the 18th of April, and then running all night, run it all day, and hopefully be done in Fed Square around 7-ish, I'm guessing, on Friday the 19th of April.
Awesome. Yep. And that'll, that's great. And we'll have a bottle of champagne then. You'll be up for that, won't you?
As long as you call it electrolytes, and I may or may not throw it back at you.
Probably will.
Oh dear, I think at that point I'll just be really looking forward to a shower and a lay down. You know,
And April's a good time of year to be doing it because, like, you shouldn't be faced with too much hot weather, and hopefully it's nothing too cold either. So I think
I don't mind the cold. The hot will absolutely throw me, but I don't mind the cold. But I guess this is a thing with ultra running. You just can't, you know, you can't prepare. And I guess that's a little bit of a mirror to life, right? Like, you can't prepare for everything. And sometimes you just have to be able to roll with the discomfort and roll with, you can only plan what you can plan. It kind of feels like a pretty similar journey to what a lot of the kids go on when they go in hospital. They don't really know what's going to happen, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting little parallel.
Which I always find ultra running is like a metaphor for life, you know, and so many life situations that you can see, you know, it's a similar sort of mentality that you need to have.
But saying that,
I mean, just in your crew car, you just have the 60 million different layers of clothing that you may potentially need.
So
and the sunscreen, because you don't know which one it'll be because you're in Melbourne.
That's right. And boxes full of food that as soon as you think about it will make you ill.
Yes.
And that's it, that, like the humble Vegemite sandwich, right? Like, some days you're like, oh my gosh, that's delicious, and other days you're like, get that away from me. I think one of my reliables is the simple
bacon
banana
McMuffin. Sorry.
Not the oh my gosh, I just can't. And that day you brought with you that disgusting looking avocado wrap, like, what was that?
That was
so brown and so gross. Like, that is foul. And I think you put it in your mouth and immediately spat it out really fast.
It was visually, aesthetically, and taste displeasing.
Look, I found two things that worked for me really reliably. One is like sodi, just the from electrolytes
so
without
sugar. Love it.
Oh, it's so good, right? And just because I really can't tolerate sugar when I'm running like that, it just makes my stomach rot and I feel gross. Yeah. So I find that gets me the electrolytes in without getting me the spewy feeling. And if the spewy thing comes on, those gin's are gold.
Yes.
And the other thing is, I've been experimenting recently, which is another, you know, a little side note, is that Rome. I don't know if you guys have tried it. It's like essentially just nuts and they smush it, so it's kind of like a gel, and you can get
I've tried that before.
And I think I can see how like some people would be like meh, but also there's not sugar in them, so my stomach doesn't go
And
meh.
that's why I tried them, and I liked them in training, but then when I tried them in races, for some reason, I
Yeah,
just couldn't.
right.
But it might work for you. You know what
But
it's like.
this is a thing, like on the day you go like, oh, potluck, right? Like
One
it's like
thing we've
that
discovered
time when
is the new Easter buns.
we're working our way through
We're
all
working
the
through all the
flavors.
new flavors that have come out. The Vegemite and cheese Easter bun, believe it or
Ooh,
not. No, that's
no,
awesome.
really? What about apple and cinnamon?
That apple and cinnamon one
Yeah,
is good.
that
Okay,
was
now we're
really good
talking.
because it was nice and
But
sweet.
it's too sweet for me.
Yeah,
Too
it
sweet.
was sweet enough for me. I liked it, but not so much for
And
Isabel.
we have to try the pizza shape flavored Easter bun.
Oh no, so that just sounds so
That's
revolting.
going so bad. I have to try it.
Is that a Baker's Delight thing?
No,
No,
it's Coles.
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 No, only
No,
Coles
that's
that
right. They
flavor.
were
Yeah,
Coles.
right. Yeah. So there
Who
you
knew you could have savory Easter buns like
go.
seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, and what I
Really
find,
not good for anything else.
no, what I find, it's just good to have just a big variety of food.
Yeah.
Is
And chicken chips, right? How good are as a chicken chippy?
Nah, see, I can't do chips.
No.
It's too much salt. But like when I was doing my 250K run from Buller to the city, I craved Indian. Right?
Indian.
Yeah, go figure.
No,
And when I
really?
did the 290-kilometer run, you got me Thai satay stir fry. It was awesome.
Oh my goodness.
And I
Well, I would
was in a
never
plastic
forget.
bag of noodles, and I'm like, well, you know.
I will never forget seeing you running along with a hot meat pie at Costa Cozzi and taking a few nibbles and then putting the rest of the hot meat pie in your pocket and
That's
running along with a hot meat pie in your pocket. I was like, what is she doing? The delirium set in.
No, it was all part of my
No.
nutritional
Oh
plan.
my, and it was, and it actually was, and that was like part. I was like, oh, hang on a minute.
Nothing like pulling a meat pie out of your pocket and eating it and putting it back
Oh goodness.
in.
I don't know. I
But it
think
just
you must
goes to
have a.
show you can eat anything, you know.
Oh look,
You've got
yep,
to try everything.
whatever works.
That's
Yeah.
it. That's
Just
it.
getting the calories in at that point, isn't it?
Also, it
100%.
means that we find meat pie in the washing for the next couple of weeks as well. Wondering how it got there.
Actually, that was a really good meat pie.
It
It
was. It was.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The general store in Cathcart, I think.
I
But
would
yeah.
yes, that's what it was. It really was
But
the
I do
general
remember
store.
thinking it was a bloody good pie, you
Really
know?
good pie.
Yeah. It was
For anyone who
excellent.
happens to be in Cathcart.
Yeah. They were
Yeah.
doing a roaring trade too. They were
Well,
selling hot pies by the dozen.
there you go.
it was because it was also quite it was hot during the day, but it was really cold at night, wasn't it? So, you know, having a hot pie, we can't remember.
I don't know. I just remember how shit I felt. So that's all I remember.
I don't think you're really supposed to feel great that many hours and Ks into a big run, though, right?
No, that's right.
No. And that's it. I mean, you've got to prepare yourself mentally for that as well. But, you know, that's also what the support crew is there for, not just the drivers, but the pacers and everybody, is to keep you know, mentally off, not engaged with how bad you're feeling, but more engaged with other things, you know.
Absolutely. And look, at the end of the day, as much as this is sort of my adventure in many, many ways, I do think a big part of it, right, is that I just hope that it brings awareness to the fact that our local hospitals are where these funds need to go, right? So at the end of the day, yep, it's going to be uncomfortable and all the rest of it, totally. But it feels quite small in comparison to the bigger picture.
I know what you mean. That and on that, which is a great spot to leave it. Thank you so much, Em, for coming on. And what I'll do is I'll put all the details of the run
Thank you.
in the show notes. And can I put for people to follow you on social media?
Yeah, please, at Run Joy Melbourne. Absolutely. Follow along.
Yep. So I'll get all the links for that. And yeah, people will want to follow along. And certainly if there's a tracker, that would be awesome at some point. If
Yes,
you'll
imagine. Well,
people be able to follow you on the tracker, or is that just for your?
that's the idea. Like, I'm thinking that if we can have one that people can log into and sort of see, you
Yeah.
know, how I'm going and, yeah, hopefully see me running in a tutu if I get that 30 grand.
That would be
Just
awesome.
feel
Let's
free
hope
to throw your money at the cause, guys.
Well,
All your money.
good luck with your run, and maybe we can have a follow-up afterwards and you know, debrief on how it all went.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we can talk about what I actually ate rather than what I planned to eat.
That's
Yes.
right. Yeah.
Yes, which will be interesting.
Yeah. If you can remember.
Thanks, guys. And I'm
I'm
really
hoping she'll have
seeing you
eaten
out there.
bacon and egg McMuffin, but we'll
Oh,
see.
mate, it's not going to happen. You're just
There's
going to
gonna
have
be
to let
lots
it
of
go once.
McDonald's. You'll pass a
Hey?
lot of McDonald's, I'm telling you.
Oh, I probably will pass a few McDonald's. Yep. Maybe they can at least throw some coffee at me or something. I think I might be needing
That's
caffeine
true.
at that
That's
point.
true. All righty. Well, good luck with everything and with your
Thank you.
preparation, and
Thanks
with
for having me.
catching up with you afterwards.
See you
Sounds
later.
perfect. See ya.
Bye.